We continue today in our journey through Pirkei Avos, and this week we begin Mishnah Dalet, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, first chapter, fourth Mishnah. Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tzereda, v'Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim kiblo mehem. So Yosi ben Yoezer from Tzereda, Yosi ben Yochanan from Yerushalayim, received from their Rebbeim, received from their teachers. Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tzereda Omer. So the first lesson is the lesson conveyed to us by Yosi ben Yoezer. What does he say? So literally translated, let your home be a gathering place for the sages. The Bartanura in his commentary on this Mishnah says so beautiful. I'll quote you. When the scholars of your town, the Torah scholars, the Rabbanim, want to get together in order to discuss important matters, open up your home. The rabbis need a place to meet. The Torah scholars need a place to meet. Important issues need to be discussed and decided. Give your home, allow your home to be the location, to be the address of such gathering. He goes on, he says, why is this? He says, "She'i afsher shelo tilmad mehem eza devar chachma." So the Bartanura actually gives two reasons why this is important. Number one, if there are great people who are meeting in your home, inevitably you're going to pick up some morsel or some nugget of wisdom. Great people are constantly discussing important things in my home. Just through osmosis, I'm going to get something, some nugget, some morsel of wisdom is going to seep into my soul. But then he says something else. To give a parable to what this can be compared. L'nichnas l'chanuso shalbosem. Afa pisho lakach klum. Mikomakom reach tov kalat v'hotzi imo. Such a beautiful mashal. He says, if you go into a perfumery, if you go into a perfume store, even if you buy nothing from the store, you emerge smelling fragrant. Why? Because you entered into a place of beautiful fragrances. So even if you don't purchase anything, even if you don't walk away with anything, the fragrance envelops you and leaves its beautiful scent upon you, upon your clothing. Says the Bartanura, it's the same idea. If you open your home to Torah scholars, inevitably you'll learn something. You'll pick up some piece of wisdom. But even if you can't articulate what piece of wisdom you picked up, allowing Torah greatness, allowing Torah scholarship into your home leaves you fragrant. So on a most basic level, what Yosi ben Yoezer is teaching us is the power of positive influences. Surround yourself with good people and put yourself in good circumstances and create a dynamic of positivity and holiness in your life. Because even if you don't emerge with a particular nugget of wisdom or a new level of understanding, when you surround yourself with good things, when you surround yourself with good people, you emerge fragrant. But I saw another beautiful insight by the great Talmid, the Maggid of Koshnitz. And he explains this in a little bit of a different way. He says, what does it mean when we say, what does it mean that your home should be a gathering place for the sages? So listen to these words. Sarich adam shiyachshir atzmo lihios beis kibul ro'oi shiyichnesu bo divrei chachamim. So the Koshnitz Maggid says something amazing. He says, home doesn't just have to mean your actual domicile, your physical home. But each and every person is a bias. Each and every person is a home. So says the Koshnitz Maggid, Ye beischa beis vad lechachamim. Allow your home, allow yourself to be a repository for the words of the sages. Allow the words of the sages to penetrate your heart. Allow the words of the sages to penetrate your soul. Allow the words of the sages to find a home inside of you. What the Koshnitz Maggid is highlighting is something so profound that a lot of times we hear things, we learn things, but the truth is we don't allow them to really seep in. And that's for a variety of reasons. Sometimes just because we're not attentive enough, we're going in a million different directions and a million different miles an hour, so there's not really time for anything to settle in. Other times I hear something, I know that it's right, but I don't allow myself to absorb it. Maybe because this new piece of knowledge or this new idea is going to force me to change something about myself, about my lifestyle, about my outlook. And so I choose to keep that morsel of wisdom on the outside. Says the Koshnitz Maggid, Yossi ben Yoezer is teaching us such an incredible lesson. When you hear beautiful ideas, when you hear meaningful insights, when you learn precious words of Torah, don't lock them, don't lock the door, don't keep them on the outside. But allow your home, yourself, to be a beisvad, to be a collection of incredible wisdom. Allow the lessons of Torah to permeate your heart. Allow the lessons of Torah to shape who you are. Allow the holy words of the sages to find a home inside of you. Sometimes when we hear the truth, I hear it, but I don't want to listen to it. Or I hear it, but I don't want to let it in because it's going to cause me to have to do so many other things. We have to avoid that temptation to keep the truth on the other side of the front door. We have to avoid the temptation to keep the holy words of the Torah on the other side of the door just because they may be a bit inconvenient for us at this point in time. So two incredible lessons. Lesson number one is the power of positive exposures. Surround yourself with the good people. Surround yourself with good teachings. Put yourself in a positive environment because it's like walking into the perfume store. Even if you don't purchase anything, you emerge fragrant. And lesson number two, don't allow the lessons of truth in life to remain outside of the home of the self just because they may be inconvenient or they may be difficult. Allow your home, allow yourself to be a collection point and a gathering point for the truths of life, for the truths of Torah, and for the truths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.